Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
And if you could ride a storm, today would be a good day for it. Our first big wins of November. I'm Keith Seinfeld, here with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. And this isn't quite huge, maybe, but enough drama to get newscasters and weather forecasters excited, Cliff?
Well, we've had a very benign week, but the gloves are coming off today. A very strong front is approaching the coast right now. I can see it on the coastal radar. And as it crosses the region sometime during the afternoon, very powerful westerly winds, winds from the west, will surge through the Strait of Juan de Fuca. This is a very, very dangerous situation. It's called a westerly wind surge. And we're talking about winds gusting to perhaps 50, 60 miles per hour in some parts of the strait. And these winds barreled into Whidbey Island, can hit Everett, can hit that area of northwest Washington. And we can have power outages. Water could be pushed onto the coastal areas.
A wind surge, is that a technical term?
Well, that's what a lot of us call it. So basically what happens is if you get things aligned properly, you have an upper-level disturbance with winds aloft from the northwest that's aligning right down the Strait of Juan de Fuca. And then as the front goes by, the low pressure of the front is over western Washington, the interior. Higher pressures along the coast. That causes the air at low levels to accelerate down the strait.
So that wind comes barreling through the Strait of Juan de Fuca and it slams into Whidbey Island. And what's it done in the past?
Well, I'll give you some examples. An event in October 2003 destroyed Ivor's Mukilteo restaurant. So there's a seafood restaurant they had there. Basically, the winds pushed waves under the restaurant, destroyed it. It's now been rebuilt, so it's a weather theme, in fact. And then back in 1990, December 17th, 1990, another surge came in. The ferry Elwha was being repaired in Everett Harbor, and the winds hit it, winds of gusting up to 80 to 90 miles per hour, slammed the boat against the dock and half destroyed the ferry. It had to be completely rebuilt. So every 5 years or so, we get a really big one.
But this isn't necessarily one of those big ones that knocks over a restaurant, is it?
Probably not, and the restaurant's been rebuilt quite strongly. So this is not going to be one of the top ones, but this is going to be the kind of one we get every year or so. But it'll be strong enough that there could be power outages on Whidbey Island, for instance.
And what about for the rest of us who are not in the North Puget Sound? Is it a big storm for us too?
Well, it's still going to be a strong front. Before the front comes through, we're going to have strong winds from the south. And in fact, it's already happening now. So we're going to have some blustery winds over much of the area. And when the front goes through, those will weaken down. And also, there's going to be quite a bit of rain. So in the mountains and in the lowlands, there will be a lot of precipitation. If you get high enough, there's going to be snow. The freezing level is going to come down from 5,000 to maybe 2,500 feet. And so we're going to see snow. And we're talking about past snows of maybe 2 to 5 inches. So this is going to be the first of a series of events that's going to be laying down snow in the Cascades.
And this is all happening by Saturday, or is this going to be all weekend long?
We have this first event, this first front, and the first snow and wind that'll happen today. Then tomorrow, another disturbance comes in. It's not going to be quite as strong in the strait, but it'll bring more rain and snow tomorrow. So the snow is going to pile up. And we are locked into this pattern of very, very strong northwesterly winds. There's a broad ridge of high pressure over the eastern and central Pacific. And that causes us to get this pattern of a strong jet stream, strong northwesterly flow barreling into us.
And northwesterly means that it's bringing cold air from the Alaska and Gulf in that area?
Well, so the flow is coming from the northwest. And so that is bringing a cooler, wetter pattern. And this is going to be in place for at least the next 3 to 5 days. So we'll have a series of disturbances coming in, each bringing more rain and each bringing more snow to the mountains.
This is November, isn't it? November, the month that the storms really start rolling in.
That's true. And in fact, the last week of November is, by any measure, the stormiest week of the whole year.
Brace ourselves. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can read more about November storms at kplu.org. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.